USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Chicago is closing parts of its downtown after hundreds of looters descended on Chicago's upscale Magnificent Mile and other shopping areas late Sunday night, breaking windows and clearing out brand-name stores and mom-and-pop shops alike.
We've got looting in Fermac and Michigan. Fermac and Michigan, cash wrap, glass break, Nordstrom. Several people have broken in and they have run.
The looting comes after police exchanged gunfire with a suspect and shot him on the city's south side. Rescue crews are looking for survivors after a deadly gas explosion destroyed three homes in Baltimore. Baltimore's fire chief says he doesn't know what caused the explosion, but Baltimore Fire Department said on Twitter that it was a major gas explosion. Three people were taken to the hospital and are in serious condition. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I think just taking the balance of nature, I really feel like I just plain old-fashioned feel better. And it's really a noticeable thing. So that to me is significant. It really is.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
With less than 100 days until the election, Elie Weintraub, a commissioner on the Federal Election Commission, says there's a substantial chance that the nation won't know on election night what the final results will be, even possibly for the presidential race, but that's okay as it will take time to count the votes accurately. Weintraub making those comments to CNN. COVID-19 is not stopping an annual event from happening. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Thousands of motorcyclists have gathered in South Dakota for the annual Sturgis Rally. While crowds were expected to be lighter this year, because of the coronavirus pandemic, there's little evidence of any social distancing, according to witnesses. South Dakota has no mandatory mask requirements in place. The Republican governor, Kristi Noem, welcomed the bikers on Twitter, saying she's excited for the visitors to see what the state has to offer.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
China is sanctioning 11 Americans in retaliation for similar measures imposed by the Trump administration. Those sanctioned include Republican Senators Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz and Human Rights Watch Executive Director Kenneth Ross. The move also has something to do with President Trump signing executive orders banning transaction with TikTok. The maker of the app claims they're doing nothing wrong and not spying on Americans, but according to Far East expert Gordon Chang, that's just not the case.
You know, we know that TikTok has been surveilling U.S. users. Apple, for instance, and this is not just the U.S. federal government, this is Apple caught TikTok twice, once in April and the other time in late June, abusing the clipboard function. We know that TikTok has also been surreptitiously downloading software on user devices. It's been misusing data on minors. And in addition, perhaps the worst thing of all is that there are allegations, which are still unconfirmed, but allegations that appear credible that TikTok has been trying to manipulate political opinion in the U.S. by the way it curates videos.
Chang speaking there on Fox Business. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is being lined up to stand in for Joe Biden as President Trump and his campaign team prepare for this year's election debates, 4 years after he took on the role of Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton last time around. And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.